Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Boston's innovation economy is humming along, but let's be honest, there are still aspects of doing business here that can seem a bit stodgy. The Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, for example.
But don't take our word for it. Mike Baker, CEO of the fast-growing Boston startup DataZoo, says, quote, "Even the word chamber connotes a closed, negative space where people are held captive."
Youch. But the chamber is making changes. Its newest chairman is a relative newcomer to the city.
Nav Singh has been in Boston for less than 3 years. He's managing partner in the Boston office of McKinsey & Company. He's got particular experience in pharma and biotech, key expertise for success in this region.
But even more important, Nav Singh is an Indian immigrant to America. And he says it's the particular gusto required of a stranger in a strange land that's really helped him vault right into the heart of the Boston business community.
I said, look, if I can engage with people intellectually, and if I'm doing the right thing, I don't care about the consequences. I'm not afraid to go have any conversations, and I'm fearless. And Singh is my name, so Singh's are lions, and I'm like fearless at times, and that's who I am.
One of the frequent criticisms of the business community writ large in Boston is that it has known to be very insular. But I'm thinking, you know, being an immigrant, by definition, you have to sort of be good at breaking into new environments and cultures. Do you think that helped you upon your arrival here in Boston?
It did. And also about having fun. Boston is such a cool place. My wife often describes me as a kid in a candy store. And there's so many cool companies out here. We were convening people at home and got to meet many more people out here. So we did not orchestrate this. It has just happened.
So what drew you to being part of the chamber?
So I took over the board seat that one of my colleagues had, and I got involved with the chamber through that. I got involved along with John Fish in shaping the future of the chamber. As a part of that, we talked to business leaders. We talked to, we actually analyzed some of the data out here. We looked at the other chambers around the world.
Okay, so tell me about that, because it feels like sort of a consultant's approach.
Yeah.
When you looked at the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce vis-a-vis others around the world, interestingly, what differences did you see?
First one is in the size of a membership. We are actually in many ways quite smaller than some of the bigger ones. If you look at Hong Kong, if you look at Shanghai, if you look at San Francisco. Number two is what the chamber does and how the chamber adds value. Number three, we're not as representative of our quote-unquote economy. We don't have as many innovation economy members in our membership yet. I think the macro themes, if I may say, as we shape the future, are A, how do we diversify our membership and add value? Number two is how do we improve our operations? And third is to go on offense. I want us to attract the very best talent, the very best companies, the very best people here. And how do we do that?
You know, upon being named as the chairman in the Boston media, there's been a lot of discussion about whether or not this is an inflection point for the chamber itself.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, you know, an article in the Boston Globe from back in March stated the chamber leaders do not usually pick a chairman who is relatively new here. I mean, what's your reaction to that framing of your appointment as chairman?
I love it. It's as simple as that. I mean, just not for myself. I think people are mistakenly concluding on the closeness of this community.
So you identified what some people say is actually a major challenge for the chamber, and that is reaching more deeply into the innovation economy. We were looking back at an article that Scott Kirzner wrote in The Globe. I'm looking at a comment from the chief executive of the lighting company Digital Lumens, who said, "The Chamber of Commerce is largely irrelevant to my cohort." And Micah Adler, who is the chief executive of the mobile marketing company Fixu, said, "I can say that I have never had any dealings with them, nor do I know of any fast growth company that has."
Number one, Uber just joined us. Lyft just joined us. So there are companies that are high growth that are joining as members. But I think I would not deny some of the claims out here. I think we need to figure out as a chamber, how do we add value? What purpose does it serve for these companies to come and sit with our members? They at times don't need the networking. What they care about is the investment. At times they care about the manufacturing space. At times they worry about connections to their customers. So we need to be very targeted. They need to figure out what exactly is in common and what are the few areas the chambers can make a difference. The chamber cannot make a difference for every company out there. We need to figure out what is common across all of these players and how do we help them.
Do you have a sense or a feeling of what those few areas of commonality might be?
Yes, they are around getting investments in. It is about finding customers. And the third one is around manufacturing.
You know, if I may, let me just ask you like a couple quick policy questions. Are there certain areas that you think the chamber should be more active, you know, regarding politics and policy for Massachusetts or Boston?
So it goes back to my point around offense and defense. In terms of offense, we need to attract more companies here. And to do that, we will need a wonderful infrastructure. We'll need a great transportation system. We will need to ensure that what happened this fall and winter with the snow and everything else should not happen again and be prepared for it. Number two would be around immigration. Are we adequately keeping the wonderful like, talent that comes here to our universities? Third is around research funding and how do we ensure that the right funding is coming in place?
Since you did mention transportation, I'm just curious because I have always wondered, and this is purely as an observer, I have always wondered why the business community in eastern Massachusetts and obviously specifically greater Boston, you know, isn't more vocal and more proactive when it comes to pushing for major investments in transportation, because, you know, every business owner knows that it's absolutely essential for everything from obviously moving goods and services to bringing your employees to work every day. I mean, it seems to me that there is a greater role. There could be a greater role for the business community here.
Absolutely. And it applies to big companies and small. It applies to old economy and new. It applies to every one of the names that you talked about earlier. This matters for us. I'm glad people are acting on it. And as a business community, we need to enhance and amplify our voice to ensure that these things are getting done. Mm.
Another major issue sort of facing the community has a lot to do with the man who you're replacing. I mean, because John Fish left the chamber to head Boston 2024. Yeah. And to be perfectly honest, one of the major reasons why he is a champion of the Olympics is he says it'll be great for the Boston business community. I'm just wondering on what your thoughts are regarding the city's bid to host the Olympic Games.
If 2025 leaves Boston a much better place, I'm a huge fan. Number two, as a sports fan, how exciting it is to have Olympics in our backyard. Number three, to think about us being on an international stage and competing for this, in my mind, is energizing.
You know, we were talking about sort of the chamber reflecting the Boston economy in terms of the diversity of sectors and business types of businesses. But it also occurs to me that the way the Boston economy has been developing, there has been sort of one negative outcome of it, and that is most chiefly expressed through rising income inequality here, right? Is that an area of discussion in the chamber? Is that someplace that the business community feels that it could be more proactive?
Yes. And we do, and we need to, and we do even more. The question is, how do we solve for that? Yeah. But we need to ultimately go after this in a much bigger way. And it's interesting. Transportation, in my mind, is an important part of it. Because if you can transport people in, you can actually help alleviate some of the concerns out there.
So you come from the world of consulting, or you're still in the world of consulting. And if you were to approach your new chairmanship from the perspective of a consultant, I mean, what would be your mission statement for the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce for the 21st century?
Diversify and enhance our membership to represent our economy and add tremendous value for them.
Well, Nav Singh is the managing partner of the Boston office of McKinsey & Company and the new chairman of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. Nav Singh, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And stay with us. Coming up, a huge musical treat. Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Shelby Lynn is live in our studio. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.